Welcome to Beautiful Ghosts. We are a community of people that have honest conversations, open up to others, and are willing to be vulnerable to grow and discover what is beautiful within us. Here is a new conversation with Mariana, Nico, Pablo, and you, searching for beautiful ghosts.
Good morning, good night, good evening, good nap, good the fuck, hello, how are you? Oh.
Hello, 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 Mark Zuckerberg.
And we have Tim Ferriss tonight as well.
Yes.
How are
hi,
you,
Mariana, Pablo? And Nico.
Are you okay?
And hi, Mark.
I'm Brigitte Bardot.
We are talking about you, Mark, today.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a special topic.
Have you made the world a better place or not?
God.
That's a very good question.
We are talking about social media. We are talking about social media, whether we think it has value, what are the pros of social media, what are the cons, how to use it in a way that maybe you are able to avoid some of those disadvantages of social media, and is there a good way to use social media? So maybe we'll start with who of you two, I think Nico, you'd be the most addicted to social media, right?
Yeah, probably.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Okay, what do you have to say?
I think it's with one of those things that they look, oh, this is really good, it's useful, you can connect with others, especially the three of us that we were living in a country different than the one that we were born. I have my son is 3 years old. So every now and then I put some photos of him and then, oh, it's great, the photos of Oliver, blah, blah, blah. So it's a good way to show others, you know, how you're doing. And that's good because they're keen to know what's going on in your life, people that care about you. So that's good. You connect with old mates that you might have lost in the past.
So, why do you post, Nico? Why do you post it?
Well, to be honest.
Is it always for your family or?
No. I change a lot. I used to post a lot. And I think many, many years ago, I used to post more to show off, like, because it gives you that rush of I'm doing great. One of my friends said Facebook is the greatest hits of your life. Yeah. And it's because everything that you post, everything is perfect.
But it's not really the greatest hits because sometimes it's just, oh, here, I'm just smiling and, you know, a nice background. I'm just taking a picture. Having a great afternoon with my friend, blah, blah. Well, that's it. It's normal. But what I always ask myself when I see that is that, but were you really enjoying that moment or was just for the picture?
Exactly. I think 90% is just for the picture. It's just to, otherwise you don't have the need to say.
99% is.
Yeah, maybe 99%.
But imagine if people are living to take those pictures, that means people are living for taking that picture, but not really enjoying the moment, adrenaline.
But this is the thing, like if we go that road without actually really, really understanding that people are sleeping, you know, we cannot keep criticizing the chick that takes a selfie with the lips like this and the tits like that. There's thousands, there's millions of them. There's millions of guys that are like on a selfie, look on the mountain or whatever. I cannot even watch them because I cringe.
Yes,
so I know that they are sleeping. So let's not go that road because we know that. So for us, that we're not that sleepy, we might be sleepy in some sense for others.
But wait, because you are saying sleepy. However, the whole social media, all the social media platforms are designed to create that addiction and that sense of approval. because then you post something, you're expecting a reaction from someone. That's the purpose. That it was designed exactly for that. I don't know.
I tell you, maybe I'm, you know, I when I connect with people, I need to be in real life. I find that very fucking hard, the whole social media thing. However, I know the social media is the future for many things, especially for business. I use it more for business. For my private life, I don't need to fucking share it. I love that it's private. I don't need to share anything, right?
I know. Okay, but you don't have that problem, because I think what happens is that people need that approval. They need that sense of belonging, and they post these things because
why do you think?
It's because they don't. I think first of all, it's lack of self-confidence. You need approval of others to prove yourself.
Isn't it just the seeking attention? I mean, people, as well, you know, when you're a kid, you need the attention of your parents, right?
Yeah.
And then, but that never finishes. I mean, people, like attention. Everyone likes attention.
Yeah.
And so that's a way of gaining attention. And also, is your own PR, your own PR machine. Like, you've got the rich and famous that are coming out in magazines. But hey, you don't need to be a rich and famous. You take your own pictures and you publish them. So you get to enjoy the same, you know, feeling that a celebrity maybe gets to enjoy, because hey, you also get your pictures
them. The problem with that is that, as you were saying, that never ends, because, well, now with COVID, that it's a little bit harder to travel, that makes things a little bit easier on that side. But when this is what happens usually in social media, someone posts drinking something here in Bali,
right? And then,
but even today, guys, I don't know which, but I have some people that I know that they are in a COVID infested country, and they go like, here we go, dinner with the girls, and they are four girls looking at the camera. They are not girls, they are actually women, and I'm like, what the fuck? We're not a common podcast, so what do we really fucking think about it? I think it's really sad.
It is sad, but also, as I was saying before, it's the purpose is it's all designed to generate that. So this dopamine feeling that it generates by liking or expecting the likes and sharing and those reactions, that makes you feel good.
Mark designed you for that.
Exactly.
Mark, where are you, Mark? Exactly. Why did you do that?
Yes.
Right?
So it's one of those things that, as I was starting the conversation, is it's good on the one hand, but then on the other side, it's really... it's designed to be hard to manage. If you don't have good awareness, you can go endless scrolling for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, but that's why I think there's so much depression and anxiety, because people are so sleepy that they don't realize that they are, I call it the constant infinite scrolling of comparison, right? Because yeah. Every time you see something, you compare, oh, fuck, I didn't do that. I didn't achieve that. Oh, I don't look as good as that. Da, da, da. Fuck me. Of course you're going to be anxious and depressed. Now,
totally.
One of the things that it got really in my mind, because it's true, Gary Vee, social media doesn't give anxiety. Magazines, at their time, they also gave anxiety. And I told you guys that I had anorexia, and it's so fucking true. As soon as he said that, I actually woke up to my own shit too, going, it's not social media. It's actually your mind is always comparing to shit. No, because yeah, I remember, but, like...
Yes,
but social media now makes it, like, I think it's 10 times.
10 times
20, time. You know, 50, yes. I don't know, 100, you know, it's just...
it's just faster and more content, but the results are the same.
I knew this colleague from work, and she said, I wake up in the morning She grabs the phone and she can't get up from bed until she has read all of the posts that she missed during the night.
Until
she hasn't read them all, she won't get up from bed.
Yeah. Sorry. And there's one more. The main problem, and this is, you need to watch the documentary, The Social Dilemma, because, Pablo, and this is for you from a biology point of view, the brain is not prepared. You know, in this documentary, they talk about that people used to relate in clans. So you knew a certain, I think the
100, number was, 150. 150, yes. They say, is the maximum.
That's the maximum.
No, yeah, that's true.
Your brain cannot cope with more than 150 people. And in Facebook, I have like over 1,000 people. Yeah. That's the norm.
But the relationships in Facebook
are worth
nothing. I mean, if you've got a real friend, you're not a real friend on Facebook.
No. Yeah, Pablo, the brain is another connection. It's another stimuli, another person that is posting something that you can easily say.
Yeah, but Nico, sorry, but because I have a lot of friends in Facebook, you know, sort of more old school, now Instagram, not really, whatever. But I don't even fucking go into the thing unless it's for business. Podcast or my agency, okay. I don't do it. And like, sometimes I scroll, but for content, like good content, like an artist that I follow, or I love animals, so I follow Dodo and all this stuff. But that's it. Then if Pablo posts going, oh, I bought a $3 million house, you know, with a fucking sign of soul and all this shit, I go, okay, I like it because I love you, but fuck me, no need.
But I never did that, just to clarify.
But Marian,
first of all, because I could never buy a $3 million house.
Most of the people, they're not like that.
I know, but that's the message we're spreading, right? Beautiful girls, we think differently. We're not like, hey, take a selfie and feel good about yourself. That's what I mean. Let's fucking say it as it is.
Exactly.
I feel sorry for people that have that shit as their lives.
Let me say it in a different way. For me, it's like...
More diplomatic.
But how are you feeling internally that you have the need to seek for approval outside? What are you lacking? What are you missing?
Yeah,
that's the question. Why do you need to share?
I think it's this emptiness that everyone has. There's a lot of emptiness.
Yes.
Hey, and I say it because I felt it. It's not like I'm saying, they are.
And I think it gives you, you think you're engaging. You feel alone, so you feel less lonely because you are engaging with someone. You're interacting. You're scrolling their posts, engaging, liking, disliking. And it's not only about, also, this conversation can go like forever, no? Because we can expand to politics, and all the impact that social media had on politics.
And how you get target on shit and stuff.
Target, like, and also how it can change a government. Like, it can completely a government.
And how they are using all your data for and selling it or making money out of it.
Exactly.
But so let's, I mean, obviously there's many disadvantages to social media, but what is a healthy way for you to use social media?
My techniques is, first of all, remove all the notifications, number one. Second is deleting Facebook from your phone, and when you want to log in, manually log in through Chrome or one of those browsers.
Why do all that shit? What?
Because it's design. Maybe you don't get that urge, but
no. But this this is the point. Why don't get that urge when someone has to do all this fucking stupid shit to not understand that actually, fuck, I don't need Facebook all the time, or there's something really wrong with me if I need to get it out of my phone to not look at it. It's
I've never installed a Facebook app on my phone.
No, no, I'm not. Hey, I'm not talking about you in particular. I mean, like, in general, what people do not to have social media close to them.
That's okay, because you don't want to have it on your phone. Because first, I don't want to be looking at my phone and looking, you know, if I want to see Facebook.
You are a little bit of an alien. We're talking about the 90% of people that they do.
But wait, because
of first, if you are overusing social media, I think it's a good advice. And install it from your phone first.
Yes.
Oh, first.
But Marianne.
You don't like that. You don't like what I just said, Marianne. You're just barking.
No. It's going deeper than what someone has to do.
But wait, Marianne, because you don't have that problem. Okay. You have other issues. So what for you?
Yeah, many.
For you, social media is not a problem. You don't need to uninstall Facebook or do all these hacks to use it.
Hey, but can I say, this is when the self-awareness comes.
Of course,
I'm a smoker. I fucking hate this smoker. Every day I go, what the fuck is going on, Mariana? I don't keep smoking like nothing. You just need to fucking stop and think. I want to change. I want to know what's wrong with me that I'm smoking my own anger. Like, that's
the question.
Okay.
That
is the question. Same with social media.
Exactly. But because it's stages, you have to go gradually. One of the ways is to start removing these things. If you are really hooked onto what they say, this documentary, The Social Dilemma, is suggesting these things. Remove notifications, remove the phone. And another one is put in your, there's a way you can select the followers you want to see first in your feed. So for example, if you're really interested in dogs and pets or whatever, you can select those pages so they will appear first on your feed. At least to give you content that it's related to what you are interested. Because Facebook not only tries to hook you on things that interest you, but also Facebook wants you to be online all the time, engaging, interacting, so it can bring something
I just disagree with people always blaming corporations, the bad guy, the fucking Bill
Gates. Yes, I am.
Social media, I don't believe on that shit. No. I'm not a kid that I am going to make responsible of a government for the shit that I carry. But this is the thing. That's why, sort of, I don't know in English if you say it, paternalistic states, you know, like in England and in America and here in New Zealand. Oh, do not cross the road without looking. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm an adult. So this is the thing that I think you people end up thinking that they're not responsible for the shit they carry. Oh, I'm poor is because some wankers are making a lot of good deals and that's why I don't have money. Well, it's not like that.
I agree with you partially, because you cannot say that what they're doing is like completely honest and transparent. It's like tobacco companies, they know they are doing harm, you know?
Yeah, and it's my choice to smoke or not.
No, it's not your choice. At some point, no. At some point, it's not your choice because it's so intrinsic into your brain that it's really hard to quit. It's not easy to say, oh, I can just stop smoking from one moment to another. Doesn't work like that, the brain.
But this is the thing again. It's like,
stop smoking tomorrow.
We're not robots. I refuse to think that I'm a robot and that people can install shit if I don't want them. If you are aware and conscious, you can't fucking get into the trap unless it has been years and years of habit. Like, let's say, another good example is Anglo-Saxon cultures. Anything happens, someone farted, oh, let's have a drink. In a funeral or it's in a party, it doesn't matter. It's ingrained in the culture, but not everyone does it. A lot of people are awake.
Of course. Number one thing is always awareness, right? Mm. But that doesn't mean that the other part are doing things, oh, you just an adult, you just do whatever you want. Wait, you are doing things to make it really hard, you know? That when you start smoking, all the chemicals go to your brain, so to give you more addiction, so it's harder to quit. It's not as easy as saying,
who at the end of the day, whose fault is it? It's not the tobacco company, it's me. You have to be responsible for your.
But you know how hard, like, you've tried to quit, and you know how hard it is.
I haven't tried, actually. I went once to a hypnotherapist. I'm actually, like, I am fucking weak, and I haven't seen life without my friend the cigarette, and I'm scared, and I can't say this, but it's my fault, not fucking Marlboro.
No, wait, but if why aren't you're not addicted to other things?
Don't know. Doesn't
well,
matter.
Well, doesn't no, because matter. There's some because there are certain things that gives you more addiction than others.
But we talk in Rodrigo's chapter, you know, episode. Like, yeah, some people have something practiced during the years. Like, for example, for me, I don't need to drink when something terrible happens or something really good happens. I rehearse apparently those patterns. Okay. I didn't rehearse the pattern of releasing anger or some shit. Oh, imagine if I release anger. God help us. Mm-hmm. But there's something that I didn't develop in my life that I can't cope when I'm a little bit nervous and I need to smoke. But it's my fault. Wait, I don't want to go in the tangent for the smoking when we are in social media, but I just cannot blame anybody.
I know. I agree with you because in the end, it's our own awareness. However, for me, in my opinion, there are some things designed in a way to make that self-awareness a little bit difficult.
And they are exploiting some characteristics of human behavior, which they know very well, and that it's very difficult to avoid, especially for some people.
And but so, of course, right? Like, but advertising has been done that since the beginning. So social media is not different. I don't see any difference.
It's social media. It's way bigger. It's way bigger.
I'm not saying bigger or not, but advertising. Basically, yeah,
it's advertisement is manipulation. And they've been studying human psychology and human behavior for decades.
Of course.
To try to understand how they need to present to you things to completely manipulate your behavior in their benefit.
I know, Pablo, but let's say I'm going to watch with you two, and I hope you don't say it, but we're going to watch a blockbuster movie. And I'm going to say, sorry, guys, I can't watch a blockbuster movie because I just fucking don't believe in this shit. I don't want the blonde girl to be in secondary school in America and fall in love with the bad guy. I can't fucking watch that shit. I can't. So if someone keeps going and watching blockbuster movies, okay, there's not much you can say to that person. So if that person that loves blockbuster movie is in social media, I'm just going to say, bro, just relax and enjoy your ride. It's all good. That person, I don't know if they will ever wake up.
They live in the matrix and they're happy to live in the matrix.
Fine.
Right.
You know? But it's their fault. It's not.
By the way, is the matrix a blockbuster movie?
Exactly.
I think it's too simplistic to say it's your fault. It's like blaming someone that has trouble to lose weight, saying, oh, it's your choice. It's not like, it doesn't work like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
For me, it doesn't work. It's not as easy as saying, oh, you can just do it.
But this is like the root of all Buddha and Dispenza and Michael Singer teachings, which you love, is you.
Yes, Marianne.
Yeah, but it's a lot of effort.
I'm not saying it's easy. Did I say that it was easy?
That's theory. In practical, in reality, it takes more time. Otherwise,
you practice.
I know, but the thing is that you are oversimplificating the problem. You are just saying it's your choice, which is it is your choice, but you are forgetting about other factors, you know, beliefs, awareness, sleepiness, complexity of the problem, all the things that are conspiring against you. So it's not as easy as to say, oh, that's it, from one day to another, I'm done. Otherwise, we will be awakened and enlightened. We are not.
And that's what I'm saying. There is a few, like 90%, that are sleeping, and they still take selfies.
Sorry, I correct you. We are all sleepy.
Of course, but some more than others. So the person that takes a selfie with a mask next to someone with COVID in a fucking hospital and said, oh, things are not good here, just to fucking feel victim or whatever it is fucked. That person is fucked.
First of all, I want to clarify that none of the beautiful ghost audience are sleepy.
Oh,
we're not talking about you.
Pablo got them all in the fucking
pot. Hold on. Before we continue, blah, 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 can we go back to the how to use social media in a healthy way?
Healthy way.
So, okay, Nico, you said, remove notifications, don't have the app on your phone. I know, Mariana, you don't like that because you say why you need not to have the app on the phone. But it is a good idea if you're using
it. Use it for a number of times. Use it for, I don't know, X amount of minutes. Try to set a time that you're going to use it, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, X amount of time per day or per week or whatever works for you.
And how do you do, like you Mariana mentioned, like you see those pictures of someone having a coffee in Bali makes you cringe, or that picture of the person next to someone in the hospital with a COVID mask. And you know, this is not releasing good positive emotions.
No. Oh.
So how do you do to cope with that?
I usually just exit when I watch that kind of shit, because the judgment comes in and I don't want to judge people. Like, hey, I don't think, oh my God, she's fucked for doing this. I just go, wow, I'm just so far away from this.
Facebook is 100% to judge.
Yeah, but moment, I'm not.
From the moment you have the like button, and all those options.
No, I know, but I mean internal. I don't care what action you take. If you like, dislike, you comment, doesn't like, inside, I'm being honest, I don't judge, but there is a little bit of like compassion going, wow, are you still there in that stage of your evolution? That's all. And I love them and it's all good. Hey, I'm talking about really close people to me, people that I grew up since kids. I go, But you know, I don't want to sound arrogant, but it's okay. I own that I actually work a lot on myself, and some people did not have the time or the opportunity to do it. Like with 5-6 kids, there's not much time to experience your fucked upness and try to do something about it.
And you, Nico, how do you react to those type of posts? What do you feel when you see those posts? Or someone showing, I bought a house, or, you know, I'm in Bali.
I think I used to compare more. It's because it's just the way it's designed. And then I started to move towards Marian's direction, saying, why do you have the need to do this? So what I've done is, for example, if I want to share something like a photo of Oliver or something that I did that I really want to share with my family, for example, I just send them a photo through WhatsApp and tell them, you know, I'm happy because I went to the beach this weekend.
Yeah, I do the same.
And that's it. I don't need to get, because I don't get the reaction,
Exactly, I don't need to.
Okay. But that's on what we post. But before we go into on what we post, how do you react to other people's posts?
Well, now yes, it's maybe close to what Marian's saying. Maybe like or just try to engage if they're doing something good to make them feel good. I don't know.
Yeah, I used to not do anything, and lately I just like the post.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like
just
it.
Like.
Yeah, okay, I like almost any post. Yeah, almost any post that I see someone post, and that I happen and only like I only see like let's say I look at Facebook let's say once or twice per week, and I just quickly scroll. I see a post, but like it.
What do you do when you scroll on to a picture of someone just sold my house for $2 million? What do you do? What do you feel?
Do you compare?
Yeah, there is a slight you know, comparison. I've learned to just not do it, but the natural reaction it is to compare.
It's exactly to that. Yeah. That's the way.
And it's the sign for that.
Yes.
But you know. Yeah, maybe not a positive emotion, but can you like, okay, I'm going to like it and I'm going to transform this into a positive, you know, well done.
And be happy for the other person. That's the more altruistic reaction, if you want.
How about what you post? You, Mariana, you said you don't post much. I don't post.
I just post beautiful ghost stuff or sometimes something related to my career, but I'm, you know, sometimes I one of the tops for me doing this shit very well is Gary Vee, and I wish I could sort of have the facility to.
But he doesn't do like that. Gary Vee doesn't post his personal life, right? He posts.
No, exactly. You see, like, but because he, I think he's quite advanced spiritually, because he knows no need.
What I think when I post is this of value for the people receiving this? And so, those are my posts.
Exactly, but that's completely different from where you stand. Now, some people who think they are God, they post to enlighten others, but never engage or give to others. So you will never build anything. If you don't give, you won't receive. It's like a circle, right? So this is the thing. I post sometimes because I engage very rarely. You know, I just follow two people mainly. And I learn like Naval and, you know, Gary Vee. But apart from those, I don't get engaged too much. So that's my problem. Why am I posting when I don't even engage with others? Like, what the fuck? So that's my thing.
You say you post beautiful ghost stuff and things. You post because you think it's of value to others, because
if not, you are building a brand just in the same way
that Gary Vee built their brand. And
no, he does it like he has more time.
Well, no, but I mean, that's the reason you post. You don't post to.
The reason, yes.
It's not the same reason other people post. You post for your own reason, and you don't engage with the other sort of posts that people post because you don't feel like engaging with those type of posts.
What about you? You are the same?
In terms of what I post?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only post things that I think are of value to others, and it's usually, something like a blog post or something.
And
that
when
I think
you don't have one like, does it impact you or you don't care?
No, I look at it more in an analytical sense. It's like, okay, there was less engagement with this post than with the other one. So, people like this post more and just...
You get happier if it has more likes.
You get happier if you get more likes. Well, you say, okay, that's a good post. That was a good post.
No, wait. Try to answer my question. Do you get happier when you get more likes?
Not really.
Like in Instagram, I there's no pictures of me at all. It's all like things that I see of the people that I follow, usually creatives, artists, or thinkers and stuff. And sometimes I repost what they post because I found it so good that I want my small private network to see that. And, you know, you always get two or three that they send you a private message about it. Oh, fuck, that is so much better than having 1,000 likes. I don't know, but that's me.
Yes, I think if we are honest, we all get happier if we get more likes.
No, Nico, I'm not lying.
Sorry, I don't believe you. But
well, I know. I'm sorry that you know, you don't feel it like that. But when I post something and I have zero engagement and it happens a lot with beautiful girls, I don't give a shit. No one has liked one episode post of beautiful girls ever in my Facebook page. Do you think I care? No,
but I was not saying that. I was saying the other thing. I was saying that if you get more likes, you get happier.
No, I don't even fucking count them. Well, I don't care.
It's like if you win a game of chess, you're going to be happier than if you lose a game of chess.
Exactly.
Yes. But what is losing and winning with a post? Are you fucking nuts?
Well.
What the fuck?
The only thing is, it's information. It's information, hey, this post had more engagement. That means people like this post more. That means it was of more value to people.
I analyze.
That means that if I want to provide more value.
Post, are you fucking nuts? Who the fuck looks into their fucking pictures inside? I do that for business. Okay, I have to change something. But as a person? No.
Everyone.
No, I never done it. Nico.
Well, you
Nico. I never have done it.
You are not hooked to Facebook. That's the
But I'm just
thing.
Telling you, there is a way out, which is if you are really aware and you love yourself, you don't need that shit.
It's easier for you because you have never been hooked. Okay? It's for me, it's like, I don't smoke. It's so easy not to smoke. I never smoked.
No, it's not the same.
It's the same, Marianne. Not the same. Because you're not hooked into that.
You're talking to me like I'm comparing addictions. I'm not saying people are not addicted socially. I'm just going to the root of the shit.
I get you.
Do you understand?
Today I feel that I'm the one. You two are...
No, Nico.
Today I'm the one in the middle trying to...
Well, because we are both more in social media, I think.
Pablo, you said one thing that I think is crucial, that is, before you post something on social media, ask the question, why are you posting this? Try to stop for 5 seconds and say, okay, why I'm going to say this? Why I'm going to post this?
Yeah, it's good.
That's I think that's a very good way, but of course, to do that, you need to, there's a lot of emotions happening in the background because everything is so easy to post. You just open your phone, photo, share. That's it. It takes you 2 seconds. That's why, again, a hack, if you have to open the Facebook password, it takes a while. It gives you more time to think, wait, why are you doing this? Is it for, what are you lacking? Are you seeking approval? Are you feeling lonely? Because are you needing that rush of dopamine? Why are you doing this?
Well, the other topic, I mean, definitely that I think that's asking why am I posting this is a good idea. Now, the other thing is that relationships through social media, they're never going to be as real relationships.
Of course not.
And actually, I remember looking at Mark Zuckerberg speaking about when he was young and he used to play Little League, which is baseball. But he actually liked computers, but because no one in his circle was into computers, so he was doing whatever was around him, which was doing Little League. When maybe if Facebook had been around, he would have been online connecting with people. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's good that when you were a kid, Facebook didn't exist, right? Because you need you need connections with real people, not through social media.
Yeah. Sorry, right? And one more thing. And I think what social media makes you believe is that you have that circle.
Yeah. Makes you, believe, yeah.
You have 1,000 friends. Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, can I say, people are not that dumb. They always feel lonely. And it's also, it comes with age. One day you go, fuck, I'm really alone. And it doesn't matter, I have like 5 million followers in Instagram. You know, like, always the shit catches up with you. It's just like, because there's like new ones coming, they have to go through the same process of waking up and knowing that you live once. And like, if you lie to your wife or your girlfriend, you are living your only life, you know, just lying. What the fuck? So all the kind of like deep processes have to happen for all of us. Hey, and I've done all the bad shit. You know,
except social media.
Except social media, exactly.
Thank you, Paolo.
Exactly. You. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, guys, we should wrap up.
Yeah, any final thought? I have one final thought.
Yeah.
If you are a woman or a man and you spend 6 hours of your day fucking editing and taking one picture after the other like narcissistic bastard or bitch, you have to go to a psychologist. There's something really wrong with you. There's people starving in Africa. There's your mother crying, you know, wanted to have a cup of tea with you. Wake the fuck up. That's all. That's my thing.
Okay. But I would say that none of them, those are in our audience.
You never know. You never know.
No, I would say that there are some advantages to social media, but many disadvantages. So use it very carefully. Make sure you don't get hooked. And you know, if you think you're getting hooked, then follow some of the advice that Nico gave.
Nico? I think nothing else to add. You said it perfectly. Maybe reinforcing Pablo's message about before posting, think.
Yeah. Think why.
And even before opening Facebook, think. Wow. That's maybe that's even. Cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Or maybe before lighting a cigarette. No, just leave it there. Okay.
And I have to say, I really enjoyed this time my role of being in the middle while watching you guys.
Oh, one day it's going to be my turn.
Slapping each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That was good.
Okay, people, ciao.
1, 2, 3, ciao.
Ciao, Mark.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this conversation of beautiful ghosts. We invite you to join our community in our Facebook page. Get in touch if you'd like to talk with us or be a guest in the podcast. To find out when new conversations are being published, subscribe to the YouTube channel or in your favorite podcast app. Our website is beautifulghosts.org. We appreciate your feedback and comments. Have a beautiful week.